请我们看以弗所第一章。
Can we turn to Ephesians chapter 1?
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从十五节念到二十三节。
We will read from this verses 15 to 23.
我先用中文念一遍。然后我请我的弟兄用英文念一遍。
I will read it once in Chinese and I will have my brother read it in English once.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱中圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等好大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的、也来世的，也都胜超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,may give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places.Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
请我们低头有一点祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise unto you.
是你主宰的恩典把我们带到这里。
It is your hand that has led us here.
主，我们今天是奉你的名在这里聚会。
Lord, we gather today in your name.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你曾应许我们说。
Because you have promised us once.
无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Wherever two or three are gathered in my name.
我就在他们中间。
I will be in their midst.
主，我们相信你在这里。
Lord, we believe that you are here.
我们实在是站在圣地。
Lord, we are indeed upon holy ground.
主啊，我们要把我们的鞋脱去。
Lord, we want to remove our sandals.
我们要匍匐在你的面前。
And prostrate before you.
是主啊。
And say, Lord.
你有什么话吩咐？
Lord, what do you have for us?
我们在这里静听。
Speak, thy servants hear.
求你借着你的灵。
Lord, may you through your spirit.
把你的话点活起来。
That you may enlighten your word.
愿你的话进入我们每一个人的心中。
That your word may enter each one of our hearts.
照着你所应许的，是灵，是生命。
According to your promise, that it would become spirit and life.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for gathering us before His presence.
我深深地感觉，在这这么后的日子，
I deeply believe that in these last days,
神给我们这样超然的恩典，
God has given us this super or extra grace.
叫我们还有机会能听他的话，能接受他的恩典。
That we can still have the privilege to hear his word and to receive his grace.
这次我们大会的主题，
The theme of the conference this time
是耶稣基督的见证在教会里。
The testimony of Jesus Christ in his church.
我们有三位讲员。
There are three speakers.
我们的弟兄兰佩的弟兄
，A brother Lance Lambert.
他要与我们交通启示的模范。
He will share with us the revealed pattern.
那就是圣经对于这个题目的观念。
So it is from a biblical viewpoint.
我们的弟兄陈锡生弟兄。
Brother Christian Chen,
他要与我们交通羊群的脚踪。
He will share with us the footsteps of the flock.
那就是从历史的观点来看这个题目。
And it is to look at this theme from a historical view.
我的责任是要与弟兄姊妹交通身体的生活。
My responsibility is to share on the body life.
就是从实际的上面来看这个题目。
To look at the thing from a practical viewpoint.
在过去一些特会的里面，
In the past conferences,
我们一再的在这里交通到耶稣基督的见证。
We repeatedly share on this matter of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为我们深深的感觉，
Because we deeply feel,
全部的圣经就是启示我们的主耶稣基督。
That the whole Bible reveals our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们记得我们的主耶稣他自己曾这样的说。
We remember that our Lord himself once said this.
他对往以马忤失去的从摩西的律法和先知的书在那里对他们讲到关乎他自己的事。
That through the book of Moses and the prophetic books he was speaking about himself.
不单是这样，
Not only that,
在那天晚上他也向他的门徒显现。
That evening he appealed to his showed himself to the disciples.
他这一次他的父神做见证。
He was a testimony for his father, our God.
父神也为他做见证。
God the Father also testified of him.
因为圣子原为一。
Because the Father and the Son are one.
我们的主死了，埋葬了，复活了。
Our Lord died, he was buried, and he rose again.
然后他升到天上，坐在父神的右边，就是他的身体，奥秘的身体，继续的做见证。
And through his church, his body, his mysterious body, to continue that testimony.
整个的书信就是解说这个见证。
All the epistles speak of this testimony.
到了最后启示录的时候。
And when you come to the end, to the book of Revelation.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，启示录一开始就说耶稣基督的启示。
So we know that in the beginning of the book of Revelation, it speaks about the testimony of Jesus.
神继续为他的儿子做见证。
God continuously testifies of his son.
所以我们说整个圣经的启示就是耶稣基督的见证。
So we know that the whole revelation of the Bible is the testimony of Jesus.
这是神永远的心意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
神要我们注意他的儿子。
God wants us to pay attention to his son.
神要我们认识他的儿子。
God wants us to know his son.
神要我们认识他的儿子，像他认识他的儿子一样。
God wants us to know his son just like he knows his son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天对于我们主耶稣的认识实在是肤浅。
Our understanding and knowing of our Lord Jesus Christ is so superficial.
很多的时候我们知道他，不过在我们的知识和头脑的里面。
Oftentimes we only know him in our minds, in our knowledge of him.
但是真正在我们生命的里面认识神的儿子恐怕很少。
But to know him in our inner life, in the depths, very few of us know him that way.
但是这是神的心意。
But this is the heart of God.
圣经给我们看见，我们要真知道他。
So the Bible tells us that we have to truly know him.
真知道他，必须要接受启示。
To truly know him, it needs revelation.
因为我们碰到一些圣灵的事情。
Because when we come upon these spiritual things,
如果我们要碰到那些永远的事情，
if we want to touch eternal things,
人是没有办法的。
Man is hopeless.
凭着我们自己的聪明智慧，
according to our own intellect or our own wisdom,
我们永远没有办法能真正的来认识我们的神，我们的主。
We can never completely come to know our God, our Lord.
所以你就看见保罗，他在以弗所书就有这样的祷告。
So you see that Paul had this prayer in Ephesus.
他求神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
So he asked that God would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真正的知道他。
That we may truly know him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们聚集在这里的时候，
As we gather here,
我们心里的深处有一个祷告。
From the depths of our hearts, we have a prayer.
我们承认凭着我们自己，我们没有办法知道耶稣基督的见证是什么。
We admit that by ourselves we will not come to knowWhat is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
我们没有办法不但是得着这个真理，并且能进入这个恩典。
We cannot receive this truth and enter it into the reality.
我们需要带着一个谦卑的灵来到神的面前。
We must come with a humble spirit before God.
我们要仰望我们的主。
We have to look upon our Lord.
赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
That he may give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
什么叫做智慧呢？
What is wisdom?
智慧就是在神心里面的那个东西。
Wisdom is what is in the heart of God Himself.
就是神心里所想所要的。
It is what God is thinking about. It is what He wants.
这个也就是神那永远的旨意。
This is also the eternal purpose of God.
那这个智慧是需要神来启示给我们的。
Now this wisdom needs God's revelation to us.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们的神是启示的神。
Our God is a God of revelation.
我们记得在加拉太书告诉我们说，
We remember that in the book of Galatians it's told us.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
God desires to reveal His Son in us.
所以我们知道我们的神他是巴不得要把耶稣基督启示给我们。
So it pleases God to want to reveal His Son in us.
这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
那我们怎么能得着这样的启示呢？
Now how can we receive such a revelation?
我们需要有个渴慕的心。
We need to have a longing heart.
因为圣经告诉我们说，
Because the Bible tells us,
饥渴慕义的必得饱足。
So those who are seeking will receive, will receive.
所以只要我们有个渴慕主的心，
If we have a longing heart,
神就乐意要把耶稣基督的见证启示给我们。
Then it pleases God to reveal the testimony of Jesus Christ to us.
虽然我们这一次的主题
Even though the theme this time
是耶稣基督的见证在教会里
is the testimony of Jesus Christ in the church,
好像我们这一次的重点是重在教会。
But the focus this time is upon this matter of the church.
但是盼望弟兄姊妹不要误会。
But don't misunderstand.
教会永远不是中心。
The church is never the center.
中心乃是主耶稣基督。
The center is always our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们真正的看见基督耶稣，
If we really see Christ Jesus,
如果真正的知道耶稣基督的见证是怎么回事，
If we truly understand what is the testimony of Jesus Christ,
我们就很自然的能看见教会。
Then very naturally we'll see the church.
但是教会永远不是中心。
But the church is never the center.
我们不能把教会抬高过于基督。
We cannot exalt the church above Christ.
基督永远是神的心意。
Christ is forever the purpose of God.
为着成全基督的缘故。
In order to complete Christ.
才有教会。
Then there is the church.
所以我盼望这一点弟兄姊妹不要误会。
So I hope that brothers and sisters will not misunderstand.
因为我们过去已经多次提到耶稣基督的见证。
Because we have many times spoken of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以这一次我们要来提到耶稣基督的见证在教会里。
So this time we want to look at the testimony of Jesus Christ in the church.
因为教会是耶稣基督见证的一个器皿。
Because the church is the vessel for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
今天神把耶稣基督的见证交托给教会。
So God has entrusted the testimony of Jesus Christ into the hands of the church.
教会就是基督的丰满和基督的发表。
The church is the fullness of Christ and the expression of Christ.
所以这是我们这一次盼望弟兄姊妹能看见的。
So this is what we hope brothers and sisters can see at this conference.
我的责任乃是提到身体的生活。
My responsibility is on this matter of the body life.
因为有三次可以交通。
So because I have three times to share.
所以今天早晨愿与弟兄姊妹交通身体的意象。
So today I'd like to share on this vision of the body.
如果就愿意的话，明天我们就交通身体的律。
Tomorrow we would like to share on the law of the body.
那么最后一天，盼望我们 就交通身体的生活。
And then last, the last day, we will share on this body living.
我们已经说过了。
We've already spoken.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
因为在以弗所第一章里面，
Because in Ephesians chapter 1,
到了第二十三节的时候，
When you come to verse 23,
他说教会是他的身体。
It says, the Christ, which is his body, the church, which is his body,
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以在圣经的里面，
So in the Bible,
他给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
It shows us that the church is the body of Christ.
这个身体就是那充满万有者所充满的。
And this ought to be the fullness of him who fills all in all.
换一句话说，
In other words,
他要借着这个身体来发表他的自己。
He wants to, through this body, express himself.
他要借着这个身体来见证他的自己。
Through this body, he wants to testify of himself.
严格的说来，基督和教会是不能分开的。
Strictly speaking, you cannot separate the Christ and the church.
好像头与身体是不能分开的一样。
Just like the head and the body cannot be separated.
因为头与身体分开，那就是死亡了。
Because when the head and the body separate, that is death.
身体也可以说是头的那一个生长，那一个延长。
So you can also say that the body is an outgrowth of the head.
所有头里面的丰富都装在身体的里面。
All the fullness of the head is encompassed in the body.
然后借着这个身体就把它发表，把它活出来。
And then through this body it is expressed, it is lived out.
那么教会就是基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道在圣经的里面，
We know that in the Bible,
神常常先给我们看见事实，
God often first shows us the facts，
然后他给我们启示，
Then he gives us revelation，
因为神的启示都是根据事实，
Because God's revelation is always based on facts，
所以当我们谈到这个教会是基督身体的时候，
So when we speak about the church being the body of Christ,
我们也需要从那个事实方面我们需要来看。
So then we have to start from the truth.
在约翰福音第一章第十四节里面，
In John chapter 1 verse 14,
他说道成肉身，
It said the word became flesh,
住在人的中间，
And tabernacled among us.
充充满满有恩典和真理。
It is full of grace and truth.
我们神的儿子，他就是道。
God's Son, our Lord Jesus, He is the Word.
因为在约翰福音第一章第一节就是说了。
In John chapter 1 verse 1 it says,
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
我们的主就是那个道。
Our Lord Jesus is that word.
就是神的话。
It is the word of God.
他是神的发表。
He is the expression of God.
他把神向我们发表出来。
He expresses God to us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这个道有一天他成了肉身。
One day this word became flesh.
他到这个世界上来。
He came into this world.
直达他好像帐篷一样直达在人间。
And like a tabernacle, he tabernacled among us.
充充满满有恩典和真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们的主来到这个地上，
Our Lord, when he came upon this earth,
他取了一个肉身，
he took upon flesh.
他借着这个肉身，他说话，他行事。
Through his flesh, he spoke, he did things.
当他在这肉身里面的时候，
And in his flesh,
他在那里就把他的父表明宣扬出来。
Then he expressed the Father outwardly.
因为从来没有人看见过神。
Because no one has seen God at any time.
但是在父怀中的独生子就把他表明出来了。
But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
所以当主在地上的时候，
So when the Lord was upon this earth,
他就借着他这个身体把神显明出来。
He expressed God through his body.
告诉我们说我们的神是怎么一回事。
To tell us what kind of God is our God.
不是理论。
He is not just a theory.
乃是在身体上把它表明出来了。
But in his flesh, he expressed God in reality.
所以主说你看见我就看见了父。
So the Lord said, when you see me, you have seen the Father.
因为他的身体就是把父完全显明出来。
Because his body fully expresses the Father.
当他在地上的时候，
When he was on the earth,
他说了许许多多的话，
he spoke many words.
他也做了许多的事情，
he did many things.
但是无论是他的话也好，是他所做的事也好，
so no matter if it was his words or what he did,
他的话是真理，
his word is truth.
他做的事是恩典。
What he did was grace.
不但有真理，并且也有恩典。
So you saw that there was not just truth, but also grace.
我们都记得，当我们的主耶稣在最后与他门徒在一起的时候，
We remember when the Lord Jesus was lastly with his disciples.
他的门徒腓力就问他说，
So his disciple Philip asked him,
你如果把父向我们显现，我们就满足了。
He said, if you show us the Father, then we will be satisfied.
这个话叫我们的主非常的痛心。
So this actually saddened our Lord greatly.
他说，腓力，我在你们中间这些年了。
He said, Philip, I have been with you all these years.
你们还在那里说要把父向我显向你们显现吗？
You're still saying, show us the Father?
你们岂不知道父在我里面，我在父里面吗？
Don't you know that the Father is in me and I am in the Father?
你看见我就看见了父吗？
When you see me, you see the Father?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
在我们主耶稣的那个身体里面，
In the body of our Lord Jesus,
他把他的父完全显明出来。
He completely expressed the Father.
你看见了他，你就知道父神是怎么一回事。
When you see him, you understand who God is.
完全没有一点一点减少。
Without any deduction.
在他的身体里头，他把神完全见证出来。
In his body, he completely expressed the testimony of the Father.
当他把父见证出来的时候，
As he testified of who the Father is,
也可以说是他把他自己也见证出来了。
Is also a testimony of himself.
因为他与父原为一。
Because he and the Father are one.
但是感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们的主，他为这个成就救恩的缘故，
that in order for him to complete this work of redemption,
我们知道他怎样为我们上了十字架。
How he went to the cross for us.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他来担当我们世人的罪。
He came to bear our sins.
因为他在十字架上为我们流血。
Because he shed his blood on the cross,
他的宝血在神的面前洗净我们一切的罪。
His blood before God washed away all our sins.
因为他在十字架上 为我们铺开他的身体。
Because on the cross he broke his body for us.
他把神的生命就释放出来。
And then he sent forth his life through the Father.
借着他的死而复活，就把神的生命赐给我们。
Through his death and resurrection, imparted the life of God.
然后我们的主到了40天之后，他就升到天上去了。
And 40 days later, he ascended into heaven.
这个是关乎主耶稣他自己在他肉身的里面怎样见证他的父，同时也是见证他的自己。
This speaks forth how in the flesh our Lord Jesus expressed the Father and expressed himself.
到了五旬节的那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
我们知道有120个信徒他们聚集在马可的楼上。
You know that 120 saints gathered on the upper room of Mark's house.
他们在那里有十天的功夫恒切的祷告。
And there they prayed together for 10 days.
到了五旬节的那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
忽然天上有一个响声。
All of a sudden there was a sound from heaven.
严格的说来，就好像一个人在那里深呼吸的那个声音。
It is the sound like someone breathing deeply.
我们可以说神在那里呼吸了。
God was there breathing.
那么圣灵就降临在这120个人的身上。
Then the Holy Spirit descended upon these 120.
这120个人就在一个灵里面就进成一个身体。
These 120 were then baptized into one body.
这是哥林多前书第12:13所告诉我们的。
This is spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13.
在一个灵里面他们进成一个身体。
They were baptized into one spirit into the body.
并且饮欲一位圣灵。
And then they also drink from the same one spirit.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
五旬节的那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
究竟发生了什么事情？
What happened?
许多的人对于五旬节就注意到那个声音和那个颜色。
Many people pay attention to the sound and the commotion of the Pentecost.
许多人就注意说有一个大的声音像个大风一样吹过，充满了这个屋子。
So when people pay attention to this great wind that filled this room and made this great sound,
并且圣灵像火焰一样就降在12到20人的头上。
And the Holy Spirit came upon the 120 like fire.
他们就开始说方言，述说神的大能。
And they spoke in tongues, they spoke of the power of God.
许多人都没说五旬节啊，就是声音呢、啊、和那个火。
So people will say that the Pentecost is nothing but a bunch of noise and fire.
但是这些不过是外面附带的现象。
But these are all but external things.
五旬节真正的意义是什么呢？
What is the true meaning of the Pentecost?
究竟在五旬节神做了什么事？
What did God do on the day of Pentecost?
这个解说乃是在书信的里面。
And this explanation is found in the epistles.
所以在哥林多前书第12:13就这么说了。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13 it says,
他们在一个灵里面就进成一个身体。
That in one spirit they were baptized into one body.
不管是犹太人是希律的人，
whether Jews or Gentiles,
也都饮欲一位圣灵。
They all drink of the same spirit.
所以什么是五旬节呢？
So what is the Pentecost?
五旬节乃是我们的主耶稣。
The Pentecost is our Lord Jesus.
升天的主耶稣。
The ascended Lord Jesus.
他在地上取了一个圣灵的团体的身体。
That he made for himself a body, a spiritual body made up of 120 members.
他从玛利亚的胎里头需要一个人的身体。
So from Mary's womb, he took upon himself flesh.
在这个人的身体里面，他活了三十三年半。
And upon his own flesh, he lived 33 and a half years.
现在呢，他死了。
Now he died.
埋葬了。
He was buried.
他也复活了。
He also rose again.
也升天了。
He also ascended.
他现在把圣灵降下来。
Now he has sent the Holy Spirit.
在这个地上，他再取一个身体。
On this earth, he took for himself another body.
他成了教会的元首。
He has become the head of the church.
他在地上把这一百二十个人进成他的身体。
He took this 120 and baptized them into one body.
这个就是教会的开始。
This is the beginning of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
我们的主他需要一个团体属灵的身体。
Our Lord took him upon his, took for himself a corporate body of 120.
在那个身体里面，他继续说话和行事。
In that body, he continues to speak and continues to do.
所以我们看《使徒行传》的时候
，So we see in the book of Acts.
又叫这《使徒行传》第一章里面第一句就说了。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 1, Luke said this.
他说我在前一个书信的里面。
Said on my first account,
那就是指着这个路加福音里说的。
Of course, refers to the Gospel of Luke.
我是给你们看见主耶稣从起头怎样说话，怎样行事。
I showed you all that Jesus did and what he spoke of.
那是他开始在那里说话和行事。
And then that's where he began to speak, to teach and to do.
现在他写后书了。
Now he's going to write a second book.
那就是《使徒行传》。
And that is the book of Acts.
所以什么是《使徒行传》呢？
So what is the book of Acts?
使徒行传是我们升天的主，他借着一个团体的身体，就是教会，来继续他说话和行事。
The book of Acts is nothing but our ascended Lord taking this corporate body to continue to do and to speak, to teach.
所以我们看见
，So we see this.
耶稣基督的见证呢，现在是在他的教会的里面。
That the testimony of Jesus Christ is now in the church.
现在是在他这个团体的身体的里面。
Now it's in his corporate body.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道在旧约的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we all know that in the Old Testament,
神把他的见证是交托给以色列的百姓。
God entrusted his testimony to the people of Israel.
世界上都拜了偶像了。
The rest of the world were worshipping idols.
最荣耀的神就像亚伯兰显现。
So God, glorious God, appealed to Abram.
叫他离开本地和本族。
To leave his own relatives, to leave his own country.
到神要他去的地方去。
To go to a place that God prepared for him.
亚伯兰因着信就顺服了神。
Through faith, God submitted, Abraham submitted to God.
那从这个亚伯兰就产生了以色列的民族。
Now from Abraham, their descendant, the people of Israel.
神把这个以色列的民族从埃及救出来。
So God brought back, the people of Israel from Egypt.
把他们带到西奈山。
Brought them to Mount Sinai.
就把他的律法赐给他们。
Gave them the law.
因为律法也是代表神自己。
Because the law also speaks about himself.
律法给我们看见神是圣洁，是公义的神。
The law shows us that our God is a righteous and just God.
他把他的见证就交托给以色列的民族。
So he entrusted his testimony to the people of Israel.
他要他们在权力上为他做见证。
He wants them to be his testimony throughout the earth.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
但是到了新约的时候
when we come to the New Testament,
我们看见说
we see this,
主耶稣基督他升天以后
our Lord Jesus Christ, after he ascended,
他就把他自己的见证也可以说就把他的自己就信托在他的教会就是他的身体
he entrusted his testimony to the church which is his body
但是在这里的交托与旧约的交托是不同的
but this entrusting is different from the entrusting in the Old Testament
因为在旧约的时候
because in the Old Testament
神把他的见证交托给以色列人
when God entrusted his testimony to the people of Israel
这个见证就是把他的律法赐给以色列人
this testimony was to give the law to the people of Israel
以色列人遵守神的律法
The people of Israel obeyed God's commandment.
他们就是在地上做神的见证
Then they are being a testimony for God on earth.
他们如果不遵守神的律法
If they do not obey the commandments of God,
他们就失去了神的见证
Then they lose the testimony of God.
这是外面的关系
This is an external relationship.
所以你记得在希伯来书里有这样的话
so you remember that in the book of Hebrews there is a phrase
在希伯来第八章里头
in Hebrews chapter 8 it says this
神怎么样用手拉着他们
how God led the people of Israel
是拉着他们走往前走
led them with his hand forward
好像一个母亲啊带着一个小孩子一样
just like a mother leading a child
但是这个小孩子啊他东张西望啊
So, but this child was looking back and forth.
他看见有好玩的东西啊。
He saw something that was fun to play.
他就挣脱了他母亲的手啊，就跑走了。
So then he let go of the hand of the mother and he ran away.
所以在旧约的情形也是这样。
So in the Old Testament, it's such a thing.
神拉着这个以色列人往前走。
God led the people of Israel forth.
但是可惜他们把自己挣走了。
But You know, they let go of God's hand.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
在新约的时代。
In the New Testament.
我们看见，到是耶稣把他的见证交托给教会的时候。
When our Lord entrusted his testimony to the church.
这个不是一个外面的交托。
This is now not an external entrusting.
不是把律法规条来交托。
It's not to give the commandments to the church.
教会如果遵守这些律法规条
if the church obeys these commandments,
那就有见证
then there are testimonies.
如果不遵守这些律法规条
if they don't obey these commandments,
那就没有见证
then there is no testimony.
不是这么一回事
It's not such a thing.
在新约的时候都是里面的
In the New Testament, it always is internal.
都是生命的
It is always something of life.
所以你就看见
So you see this.
当主耶稣把他自己的见证交托给教会的时候
When our Lord Jesus entrusted testimony to the church,
不是给教会一个命令
It's not to give the church a commandment,
也不是光给教会一些的真理
It's not just to give some truth to the church,
更不是一些的做法
or not just a method,
他把他自己的生命赐给他的教会
He has given to the church his own life.
所以这个交托是一个生命的交托。
So this entrusting is an entrustment of life.
这个交托是里面的故事。
This giving is a story of something happening within.
这个完全是个圣灵的一个东西。
It is something spiritual.
感谢赞美神。
Thanks and praise God.
这不再是在外面了。
It is no longer something
outside. 乃是在里面。
But it's something.Within.
因为什么原因呢
Why?
因为教会不是一个机构一个组织
Because the church is not an organization
教会乃是一个有机体
But the church is an organism
是一个身体
It is a body
这个身体就是接受了头的生命
This body receives the life of the head
并且要丰丰富富的得着这个头的丰富
and will receive the fullness of the head completely.
哥林西书告诉我们说
the book of Colossians tells us
神一切的丰盛 都原形有体的居住在基督的里面。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in our Lord bodily.
我们在他里面也得了完全。
And in Him we are completed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢上帝。
We thank and praise the Lord.
今天耶稣基督的见证是在教会里。
The testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ is in the church.
但是这不是一个外面的事情。
But this is not something outwardly.
这个完全是个生命里头的合一。
This is a union in life.
如果我们在生命里头对于基督有更丰富的认识，
If in life we can come to know our Lord much more,
那么我们在地上能为基督做更完全的见证。
Then on earth we can be a more complete testimony for Him.
如果我们在生命上对于主的认识不够，
But in life, if our knowing of Him is limited,
我们在地上的见证有残缺，
then our testimony will be incomplete.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
盼望我们能记得，
may we remember,
耶稣基督的见证在教会里乃是一个生命的故事。
The testimony of Jesus Christ in the church is a story of life.
我们需要在生命里对于我们的主有更深的认识。
In life, we have to know our Lord much deeper.
因为神的心意是什么呢？
Because what is the heart of God?
神的心意是要我们认识他的儿子，像他认识他的儿子一样。
The heart of God is that we may know our Lord just like our Father knows Him.
所以我们需要在神面前都认识我们的主耶稣。
So we all have to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
知道他是谁。
To know who he is.
知道他所有的工作。
To know all his works.
我们如果对于主的认识是深的，是深切的。
If we know our Lord deeply.
而不是光是在头脑里，在知识里。
Or it's not just in our heads or in our knowledge.
在我们生命生活里面能彰显出来。
But we, if we can express it in our daily living.
这个才是耶稣基督的见证在教会的里面。
Then this is the testimony of Jesus Christ in the church.
因着有这个事实。
Because of this truth.
使徒行传是给我们看见一个事实。
Acts shows us a truth.
使徒行传是给我们看见基督虽然升天了。
Acts shows us that even though Christ has ascended into heaven.
他做了万有之首。
And he has become head over all things.
那是为着他的教会。
But it is for the church.
他在地上有他的身体。
On the earth there is his body.
而这个身体在地上就是充满了他的自己。
And this body is full of himself.
并且也把他的自己向这个世界显明出来。
And this also expresses himself to the world.
你记得主耶稣在受死之前有一个祷告。
You remember how our Lord had a prayer before he died.
那就是在约翰福音第十七章里面。
And that is in John chapter 17.
他说，父在我里面，我在父里面。
The Father is in me and I am in the Father.
你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
You are in me and I am in you.
这样，世界上的人就知道我是父所差来的。
This way the world will know that the Father has sent me.
世界上怎么能知道耶稣基督呢？
How can the world know the Lord Jesus Christ?
世界上怎么能看见主耶稣呢？
How can the world see our Lord Jesus Christ?
他是在教会里面来看见主耶稣基督。
He needs to see it in the church.
因为主在我们里面。
Because the Lord is in us.
我们也在主里面。
We are also in the Lord.
所以当人看见我们的时候，
So when people see us,
他就看见了主耶稣基督。
They see the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
严格的说来，
Strictly speaking,
教会自己没有见证。
The church does not have a testimony of her own.
教会的见证乃是基督。
The testimony of the church is Christ.
保罗不是说吗？
Didn't Paul say this?
我们不是传扬自己。
We do not preach ourselves.
我们是传扬耶稣是主。
We preach our Lord as Lord.
今天教会没有话。
Today, the church has no words of her own.
教会的话是基督。
The words of the church are the words of Christ.
教会没有见证。
The church does not have a testimony.
教会不为自己做见证。
Because the church does not testify of herself.
教会只见证出耶稣。
The church only testifies of our Lord Jesus.
所以很可惜。
So it's a shame.
今天我们看见基督教的光景。
We see the condition of Christianity.
好像都是看见基督教，看见教会。
As if we just see, the church and Christianity.
但是没有看见基督。
But we did not see Christ.
这个就是教会失去了基督的见证。
This is how the church has lost the testimony of Jesus.
所以感谢赞美主。
So thank and praise God.
今天耶稣基督的见证是在教会的里面。
Today, the testimony of Jesus Christ is in the church.
是在基督的身体里面。
It's in the body of Christ.
这个是非常荣耀的托付。
This is such a glorious entrustment.
你自己想一想。
Think about it.
神竟然要把他的儿子的见证交托给我们。
God is willing to entrust the testimony of his own son to us.
这是何等荣耀的事情啊。
It is such a glorious thing.
但是这个责任也是何等的大。
But it's also a great responsibility.
今天我们没有好好的尽我们的责任。
If we have not entered into our responsibility.
我们如果要尽我们的责任。
If we want to enter into our responsibility.
不是在外面有多少的活动。
It's not that outwardly we have a lot of activities.
乃是在我们生命的里面要对我们的主有更深的认识。
But that in our inner life,We can know our Lord more.
这样我们才有见证可以做。
This way, then we have a testimony.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
我们从使徒行传的时候。
So in the book of Acts.
而我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看见教会在地上。
We saw how the church on the earth.
我们看见这个身体在地上。
The body was on earth.
我们看见基督这个团体的身体。
We saw how this corporate body.
主怎样继续在那里讲话
？How our Lord was speaking there continuously.
主怎样继续在那里做事
？How Lord continually did work there.
从耶路撒冷开始
，starting from Jerusalem.
一直到犹太全地
till Judea.
到撒玛利亚
，to Samaria.
一直到地极
，to the ends of the earth.
在短短的三十来年的时候
，in 30 odd years.
我们看见福音呢已经传到罗马。
The gospel was preached all the way to Rome.
罗马在当时的时候是地极了。
Rome at that time was the ends of the earth.
就在那个短短的时间。
In that short period of time.
我们看见耶稣基督的见证怎样往外面去了。
We see how the testimony of Jesus Christ spread forth.
许许多多的人。
Many people,
犹太人也好
whether Jews,
外邦人也好
Gentiles,
都归向了主
they all came to the Lord,
并且他们都在那里起来为主做见证
and they all stood up to be a testimony for our Lord Jesus
Christ. 这个实在是一个荣耀的一个见证
This is indeed a glorious testimony.
这个见证已经在那里了
And this testimony is already there.
那么现在
So now,
我们要来看这个启示了。
We want to look at this revelation.
换一句话说
，In other words,
身体的事实我们已经看见了。
So we have already seen the reality of the body.
主神已经做了事了。
God already did a work.
已经在地上得着了一个身体了。
On earth, he has already received for himself a body.
并且他把自己放在这个身体的里面。
He placed himself in this body.
而这个身体也开始做见证了。当他在那里做见证的时候，就碰到许多的困难。好像我们的主在地上的时候一样。他从天上来到这个地上。为神做见证。但是这个世界 不接受他。
But this world did not receive him.
因为他与这个世界完全不相同。
Because he was completely different from this world.
世界拒绝他。
The world rejected him.
把他钉在十字架上。
Crucified him.
他们不知道。
They did not know.
他来到这个地上乃是来拯救这个世界。
He came to this earth was to save the world.
照样。
But the same way,
我们今天看见基督的身体就是教会在地上。
We see the body of Christ on the earth.
当他在那里为耶稣做见证的时候，
as she's there testifying for our Lord Jesus,
也碰到世界许许多多的这个反抗。
And also encounters many oppositions from the world.
那么，在逼迫那些信主耶稣的人的中间。
So among those that persecuted the church,
在当初的时候，最有名的人就是扫罗。
And the most famous one was Saul.
我们看见这一个扫罗。
This Saul,
他是一个了不得的人。
He was a great man.
因为他一个人。
Because by himself,
他领受了世界上所有最好的那个教育。
He received all the best education of the whole world.
就着他的出生来说，
according to his birth,
他是生在以色列的支派里头。
He was born among one of the tribes of Israel.
他是神的选民。
He is a chosen person of God.
不但是这样，
not only that,
他长大的时候，
after he grew up,
他在加摩利的门下来学习。
He learned under, at the feet of Gamaliel.
他做了一个法利赛人。
He became a Pharisee.
法利赛人是那一些这个研究律法、遵守律法的人。
The Pharisees were those that studied the law and obeyed the law.
他接受了当时宗教的最好的训导。
He received the best religious education.
许多外邦人在那个时候有人都入了犹太教。
Many Gentiles they became part of took part of Judaism.
因为他们觉得犹太教的教训呢实在是单纯。
Because they felt that the teaching of Judaism was so pure.
所以扫罗这个人他受了犹太教的。最高的那个训导。
So Paul had the greatest religious teaching.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
我们看见他是生在大树的地方。
You see, he was born in Tarsus.
大树是一个外邦城市。
Tarsus was a Gentile city.
那个时候希腊的文化中心之一。
It was one of the centers of the Greek culture.
所以他接受了希腊所有的文化。
So he received and absorbed all of the Greek culture.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
他生下来就是一个罗马人。
He was born a Roman citizen.
他享受了罗马政治最高的那个权利。
He experienced the greatest right under the Roman rulership.
这个少年人是了不起的。
This young man was a great man.
许多的少年人，他如果有那么好的环境，
if many young men, if they had such a great environment,
恐怕他们要向世界去得做一个很大的一个地位。
They probably would go into the world to want to receive a high position.
但是这个少年人，他是追求属灵的事情。
But this young man, he pursued spiritual things.
他可以说把世界放下了。
As if he left the world aside.
因为他知道世界是暂时的。
Because he knew that the world was temporary.
他是一个追求永生的人。
He was looking for something eternal.
但是可惜。
But a shame was this.
因为他没有启示。
But because he did not have revelation.
他受到最高的、最好的遗传。
He had the best heritage.
最好的这个古人的遗传。
He had the best tradition.
但是他认为耶稣是叛徒。
But he felt that our Lord Jesus was a rebel.
所以他觉得他有责任要逼迫所有信耶稣的人。
So he felt he had a responsibility to persecute those who followed the Lord Jesus.
把信耶稣的事情从地上把它完全消灭。
To destroy everything related to believing in Jesus.
这样才是服侍神。
Then he would be serving God.
所以弟兄姊妹没看见。
So brothers and sisters, you see this.
他是一个热心的人。
He was a zealous man.
他是一个有能力的人。
He was a powerful man.
他觉得他这样做乃是服侍神。
He believed that by doing this, he was serving God.
他完全在黑暗的里面。
He was completely in darkness.
今天有多少的人生活在古人的遗传里？
How many people they live under tradition?
就是很多我们所谓信主的人还是活在古人的遗传里头。
Even believers today live under tradition.
我们缺少灵里头的启示。
We lack spiritual understanding.
但是感谢神，
But thank God,
神检查他的心，
God examines hearts.
知道他的心是正直的。
Examined his heart and knew his heart was pure.
所以神顾念他。
So God remembered him.
当他拿了祭司长的文书啊，要到大马士去抓基督徒的时候。
When he went to Damascus to persecute the church.
当他这样去做的时候。
When he went to do this.
忽然天上有光照着他。
All of a sudden there was a light that shone.
比太阳的光还厉害。
It was brighter than the sun.
他被这光击倒在这个地上。
He was struck down by this light.
他听见一个声音。
He heard a voice.
他说：“扫罗，扫罗。
”Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我
？Why are you persecuting me？
你用脚去刺是难的。
It is hard for you to kick against the goads.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
扫罗不认识耶稣。
Saul did not know Jesus.
他把我们耶稣认错了。
He misread Jesus.
他把耶稣认为是应当消灭的了。
He felt that he should destroy the Lord Jesus.
但是主认识他。
But our Lord knew him.
就是扫罗，扫罗。
He said, Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
这个声音不是一个责备的声音。
This voice was not a reprimanding voice.
这个声音是个同情的声音。
This voice was a voice of compassion.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
你不知道你在哪里做什么。
No, you don't know what you're doing.
你是用脚去刺。
You are there kicking against the goat.
你知道在古时的时候。
You know that in the olden days.
如果你耕田的话。
If you were there tilling the field.
你用一个牛，用一个羊。
Whether you
用一个牛，用个马。
Use an ox or a horse.
把人类放在他的颈项上。
And then you would put a yoke upon him.
然后你就牵着这个呢，就是叫牛去耕田了。
And then you would take this yoke and this ox and move him forward to till the land.
但是呢，有牛啊，或者马有野心呐。
But the ox or the horse has his own thoughts.
所以他看见旁边有好吃东西啊，他就要往旁边走了。
So when he sees something good to eat on the side, he'll try to take a detour.
那这样他这个耕地就不会直了吗？
So now if he tilled the field, then it would be crooked.
所以这个农夫啊，另外的手里拿了一根刺。
So then the farmer would take a goad on his other hand.
那是一根棍子啊，有一个尖的头的。
It's a long stick with a sharp edge.
他就把这个刺啊，在这个牛啊或者马的腿上啊，把它稍微碰一下。
And then he would prick on the leg of the ox or the horse.
他没有意思要伤他了。
He didn't want to hurt him.
那就是警告他一下。
Just to warn him.
告诉他说你有主人了。
To remind him you have an owner.
你有人在那里，你知道在那里替他做事啊。
You're there working for somebody.
你不能照你自己的意思做。
You can't do what you think you want to do.
但是这个牛啊，或者这个马啊，有野心呐。
But this horse and this ox, he has his own thoughts.
那他反而用他的脚来踢这个刺了。
Then he would want to kick against that goat.
一踢就受伤了。
And when he kicked, he would get hurt.
那就是受伤了。
Then he'd get really hurt.
那踢了几次就学乖了。
After a few times, they would learn.
这是我们的主对扫罗所说的话。
This is what the Lord said to Saul.
你不要忘记你有一个主人。
Don't forget you have a Lord.
我们所有被造的人都有一个主人。
All of us created beings have a Lord.
我们人的被造是为着神做事。
For we were created for God.
不是为着我们自己做事
Not for ourselves.
但是我们忘记了
But we forgot.
所以主就提醒我们
The Lord was reminding us.
我们有一个主人
We have a master.
我们要顺服他
We have to obey him.
我们要做他的事
We have to do his thing.
我们不能抵挡他
We cannot disobey him.
我们抵挡他我们自己吃苦
If we rebel against him or fight against him, we suffer.
所以主对扫罗讲
So that's why the Lord said to Saul
你用脚去刺死男人
For you to kick against the goat, it is difficult.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候
When Stephen was stoned to death
他看见天开了
He saw the heavens open
他看见主耶稣站在那里欢迎他
He saw the Lord Jesus there welcoming him
他死的时候
When he died
他祷告
He prayed
神啊
Father
不要把这个罪归给他们
Do not put the sin upon them
你想扫罗的良心不受责备吗
Don't you think that the conscience of Saul was bothering him?
神的刺在他的良心上
God was using the goat to prick his conscience
但他反他的良心
But then he was going against his conscience
一次两次多次
Once, twice, three times
他去抓基督徒
He went to capture Christians
男男女女都抓来
Men and women
定他们的罪
And then condemned them
叫他们说许多的话
to make them blaspheme
他是个君子
He is a honorable man gentleman
他是个法利赛人
He is a Pharisee
有道德的人
He is a moral person
做这样的事他良心不受责备吗
To do such things doesn't his conscience bother him?
一定是
Of course
但是他背着他的良心
But heWent against his conscience.
他家把家里给逼迫基督徒。
And he even more so went and persecuted the Christians.
要把他良心的声音压下去。
He wanted to suppress that voice in his conscience.
但是神爱他。
But God loved him.
主说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
The Lord said, "It is hard for you to kick against the goats."
扫罗就是主啊，你是谁
？Then Saul said, "Lord, who are you?"
主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
The Lord said, "I am the Jesus whom you persecute."
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
扫罗在大马士路上，他看见异象。
On the way to Damascus, Saul saw a vision.
这个异象是什么呢
？What is that vision?
第一
，First，
他看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
神愿意。把他的儿子启示在他的里面。
It pleases God to reveal His Son in me.
他不光是眼睛看。
He not just looks at physically, look at the Lord physically.
并因为这个光把他眼睛照瞎了。
But because this light struck him blind,
他里面的眼睛开了。
His inner eye opened.
他真正看见主耶稣。
He saw the Lord Jesus.
他看见耶稣不是受逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
He saw not the Jesus of Nazareth that was persecuted.
他看见耶稣是主。
He saw that Jesus was Lord.
他是万有的主。
He is the God above all.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
他看见了。神所看见的这位主耶稣
He saw how God saw his son
神看他的儿子是尊贵的
When God sees his son he is one of honor
现在他看见耶稣是神的儿子
Now he sees that God, Jesus is the son of God
神看他的儿子是万有的主
God sees his son as the Lord of all
现在扫罗也看见了
Now Saul also saw
神看他的儿子乃是万王之王万主之主
God sees his son as the king of kings the lord of lords
所有的一切都在他的脚下
Everything is under subjection to his feet
扫罗也看见
Saul also saw it
他看见了这个
When he saw this
他就把自己完全降服了
Then he gave up all
主啊你要我做什么
He said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
他不但看见了人首基督
He not only saw the head, Christ
他也看见了身体
He also saw the body
为什么呢
Why?
因为主耶稣说
Because the Lord Jesus said,
扫罗扫罗
Saul, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我
Why do you persecute me?
扫罗是个法利赛人
Saul was a Pharisee.
法利赛人是智慧讲逻辑的
Pharisees are best when it comes to logic.
那按照逻辑来讲
According to logic,
扫罗可以回答主说
Saul could respond to the Lord.
你在天上我在地上
You're in heaven, I am on earth.
我怎么能逼迫你呢
How can I persecute you?
我没有逼迫你
I did not persecute you.
但是扫罗没有这样讲
But Saul didn't say this.
为什么呢
Why?
在他灵里面
In his spirit.
他看见
He saw it.
原来你碰身体上任何的肢体你就是碰了头了
Is when you touch any of the members of the body, you already touched the head.
他在那里抓基督徒杀基督徒逼迫基督徒现在头在那里讲话
Now the head was speaking.
你为什么逼迫我
Why do you persecute me?
哦弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
就在大马士的路上
On the way to Damascus,
他看见了基督的身体
He saw the body of Christ.
不但看见了基督
He not only saw Christ,
他看见了基督的身体
He saw the body of Christ.
所以从那个时候开始
So from that time on,
你看见在他生活的里面起了一个大的变化
that there was a great change in his life.
他本来是一个高高在上的人
Before, he was one who liked to be in the high place.
他的名声啊从耶路撒冷已经传到大马士了
His name from Jerusalem all the way to Damascus was famous.
但是神用的亚纳尼亚
But God used a person named Ananias.
一个无名小卒
Someone, no, a no-name person.
来安守在他的头上
And then laid his hand upon his head.
说兄弟扫罗
Said, brother Saul.
你的眼睛神开了
God has opened your eyes.
并且被圣灵充满
And you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你看吗
You see that?
一个大的伟大的人
A great man.
现在受一个小的肢体的安守
Now was there being laid hands upon by a small member of the body.
他就学习在身体里头做一个肢体。
He learned to be a member of the body.
现在你是弟兄扫罗。
Now you are brother Saul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们看见了身体的异象
If we see the vision of the body,
那个异象就把我们减少了。
That vision will reduce us.
叫我们看见我们不过是一个肢体。
We will see, but we are but one member in the body.
我们需要我们的弟兄替我们安守。
We need our brother to lay his hand upon us.
与我们的弟兄联合在一起。
To be united with our brother.
这样才能成为基督的身体。
Then we can become the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers,
从他得了这个意象之后
Ever since he received that vision,
你看他不但改变了他一生的工作
It not only changed his work for the rest of his life,
也改变了他一生的生活
It also changed his living for the rest of his
在他一生的生活里面
And all of his daily living,
虽然他是个大使徒
even though he was a great apostle,
但是就是他写书信的时候
even as he wrote the epistles,
他总是要把一个提摩太把一个希拉拉进来一同来写
He always would bring a Timothy or a Silas to write it with him
他不是说我保留在这里
He didn't say I Paul
我用不着其他的人
I don't need the others
你就看见他在工作上总是与人配合在一起
So in work he would always be co-working with others
不是单枪匹马的
He's not thereGoing solo.
并且在生活上
and in his living as well.
他总是追求交通
He would always seek for fellowship.
他在大马士蒙恩啊
In Damascus he received grace.
他就与大马士的信徒一同出入
That he would come, go in and for, out and forth, forth and back.With the saints.
他跑到耶路撒冷
When he came to Jerusalem,
他就要耶路撒冷的信徒交通
He wanted to have fellowship with the saints in Jerusalem.
但是大家怕他
But everybody was afraid of him.
因为大家就知道他的过去
Because they know of his past.
不敢接近他
They dare not approach him.
感谢谁
But thank God.
神用巴拿巴把他带到使徒的面前
Through Barnabas, God brought him amidst the apostles.
圣经说他就与耶路撒冷的信徒一同出入
So then the Bible says that Paul went forth and back for it with the people of the church of Jerusalem.
No matter
where he went,
都寻求交通,
he was seeking for fellowship.
因为他是活在身体里面,
because he was living in the body.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天所需要的,
what we need today,
乃是身体的意象,
is the vision of the body.
我们要记得,
we have to remember,
身体的意象,
the vision of the body,
和主的意象,
is with along with the vision of Christ,
是一个意象,
is one vision.
你没有办法把头与身体分开,
you cannot separate the head and the body.
如果你真正看见基督,
if you truly see Christ,
你一定看见教会,
you must see the church.
你看见头一定看见身体,
if you see the head, you'll see the body.
因为这是一个启示,
because it's one revelation.
那如果我们真正看见这个启示,
if we truly see this revelation,
在我们的生活上,
in our living,
在我们的工作上、生活上
in our service,
一定有极大的改变。
There will be a great change.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹、
so、dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们的需要
today our need,
就是要求主
is to ask the Lord,
叫我们真正得到机会和启示的灵
that we may truly receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
能认识基督
to know Christ,
并且能认识教会
and to know the church.
基督是元首
Christ is the head.
神一切的丰富都在他的里面
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in
him. 你不能在基督的外面再去寻求什么
You cannot find anything outside of Christ.
在基督里都在基督里
Everything is in Christ.
同时
At the same time,
我们今天在地上要为基督做见证
Today we want to have a testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在身体里头做见证。
In the body we have to have a testimony.
我们不能单枪匹马去做。
We cannot do it solo.
我们一切的工作
All our work
不是我们的工作
It's not our work.
那是建造身体的工作。
But it's the work to build up the body.
这样才是合乎神的心意。
This is according to the heart of God.
所以愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们又有祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你竟然愿意把你的自己交托给教会。
You are willing to entrust yourself to the church.
你愿意把你的见证交托给你的身体。
You are willing to entrust your testimony to your body.
主，我们承认我们亏欠太多。
Lord, we admit we fall short in many ways.
我们愿意痛悔在你的面前。
Lord, we want to repent before you.
我们仰望你多把你自己向我们开启。
Lord, we look to you to reveal more of yourself to us.
叫我们能在地上做更完全的见证。
That we may be a more complete testimony for you on earth.
主啊，我们特别想到你来的日子那么近。
We think about how your coming is so soon.
你的见证还没有完全。
Yet your testimony is not yet complete.
求你兴起。
Lord, may you raise up.
兴起许多你的儿女来
raise up many of your children,
能进入你的见证里
may enter into your testimony,
并且能为你做最后的见证
and to be a testimony for you in these last days.
奉主耶稣的名
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.